Call John now at 877-970-2999.
Dean Martin's singing about the Christmas blues there. Well, for those of you that have the Christmas blues because of the commercialism of Christmas and everything else, there's a holiday for you. There is a Festivus for the rest of us.
Craig, I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, tell me everything.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way. What happened to the doll? It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
She was.
Now, what is Festivus? I first heard about it on Seinfeld in 1997, and I have followed the people who've been celebrating it since then. A guy who's followed it more closely than anybody is Mark Nelson. He is the webmaster of FestivusWeb.com and the author of Festivus, the book, A Complete Guide to the Holiday for the Rest of Us. Happy Festivus, Mark.
Happy Festivus, Frank.
Now, why is it today? Why do we play it today?
Well, it's simply because this is the day that was defined in the Seinfeld episode, December 23rd.
And did Seinfeld create this holiday?
No, of course they didn't create it. It was created by the father of Seinfeld writer Dan O'Keefe.
And do people really, other than in the Seinfeld world, do people really celebrate it anywhere?
In the Seinfeld sense, yeah, people celebrate it everywhere.
And what are the Festivus festivities? We all remember on the show they showed a giant pole, which I wasn't really clear on. What do people do in the Festivus festivities?
Well, they usually celebrate Festivus with their friends and loved ones. They invite them over for a dinner. The dinners, a lot of people like to cook or prepare meatloaf, which is what was prepared in the Seinfeld episode. And, of course, you need to have an aluminum pole, which is Frank Costanza expressed his love for the aluminum poles because of their high strength-to-weight ratio. The pole should be unadorned because Frank Costanza didn't like tinsel. And once everyone sits down for dinner, then it's time to air your grievances and to tell your loved ones all the ways they've disappointed you in the last year. But, of course, you can do it the way Frank does it. He doesn't actually air any grievances. He loses his train of thought.
Now, what sparked your interest in this initially, Mark?
Well, initially it was because I am a Seinfeld fan, so that was certainly an initial interest. But my family started celebrating Festivus in 2005.
Wow.
And we've been doing so since then.
So, and you're going to have a big Festivus celebration today?
Well, actually, my family had ours last Saturday.
Oh, wow. So you're even non-traditional by Festivus standards. So that's great.
Well, we're traditional by Dan O'Keefe Festivus standards, where the holiday was a floating holiday. So.
Oh, I see. So that was the Seinfeld writer, and he celebrated in his family. If people want to learn more about this, they can go to FestivusWeb.com, and they should certainly check out your book, Festivus, the Book, A Complete Guide to the Holiday for the Rest of Us. Give us one other thing with, you know, that people are going to learn in your book.
Well, the one thing they'll learn is there's a chapter in the book that describes how people celebrate Festivus around the world, and there's examples from real people with photos. And one of my favorite pieces in that is this group of folks in Salem, Massachusetts, who organize a Festivus 5K for autism every December.
Oh, that's nice.
They dress up like Seinfeld characters, and they air their grievances, and they have a pool, and of course they have a 5K race, which is a feat of strength in itself.
That's great, yeah.
And the proceeds go to autism programs in the Salem area.
Mark, I want to thank you, and I want to wish you a happy Festivus. I hope we can chat again next year.
Well, thank you very much, Frank. Thanks for having me.
And it's our pleasure. And people can definitely check out FestivusWeb.com. That's FestivusWeb.com. And check out his book, Festivus, the Book, A Complete Guide to the Holiday for the Rest of Us. This is Frank Morano sitting in for John Gambling.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including three-quarter-inch solid.